The Adventures of the Saint, starring Vincent Price. The Saint, based on characters created by Leslie Charteris and known to millions from books, magazines, and motion pictures. The Robin Hood of modern crime now comes transcribed to radio, starring Hollywood's brilliant and talented actor Vincent Price as the Saint.
All right, I'm coming. Wait until I put my head on, can't you? You? Well, this is an unexpected displeasure.
I gotta talk to you, Saint, quick. Let me in.
All right, Blanco. But I'm surprised at you. 4 o'clock in the morning is no time for a man in your profession to pay social calls.
Like I say, I gotta talk, and you gotta listen.
I'm listening.
They got a job gonna be pulled tomorrow. Today, I mean. It's a big deal, Saint. Big deal.
Oh, I'm glad. I'd hate to think you'd retired from crime, Blanco. It would throw so many deserving policemen out of work.
It's a dirty deal. Filthy.
Sounds like something right up your alley.
Not this kind of thing, Saint. This is one line I draw. And it's a straight line, you hear?
Yes, I hear.
Before I know what the score is, before I know who they're going to use it on, I rig it. The best job of its kind I ever do. It's going to work. And he ain't going to leave a trace.
Yeah, I should never have had that spumoni right after a lobster dinner. Blanco, do you think if I get up and take some bicarb, you and the rest of this dream will go away?
Listen to me. I can't go to the cops. You're the only one. You gotta stop it, Saint. You gotta.
I gotta?
Yeah, you gotta. And you only got till noon.
Blanco, at the rate you're painting this picture, it's going to be at least noon before I know what it's all about.
It's about murder.
Oh, well, let's get down to personalities. Who is going to be murdered by whom, why, and how? Let's have the name of the potential victim as an appetizer, huh? We'll get down to the main course later.
That calls for a kind of complicated answer.
It was kind of a complicated question. But do your best. Neatness counts.
You remember Frankie Kane?
Of the Chicago Canes? Of course. Who could ever forget the inventor of the game of encase your friends in a barrel of cement and dump them in the river?
You'll remember.
Yeah, I also remember that when the federal men were just about to catch up with him in Central America a few years ago, he was discourteous enough to die a natural death.
Yeah. Somebody died in Central America 3 years ago.
Not Frank Kane?
There are places where a buck here and a buck there can get any moniker you want on a death certificate. And Kane had plenty of bucks. And getting the corpse to plant in that same moniker is easy.
So Frank Kane's still alive?
Yeah, he's alive. But that ain't all. He used to... Wait. You hear something?
What sort of something?
Someone move in the hall.
Now pour yourself some brandy and try and get your nerves back into waltz time, eh, Blanco? Now look, what about Frank Kane?
You sure you didn't hear something? I... Fairly nuts. We'll turn off the...
Down, get down. Blanco. Blanco, Blanco.
Talk later. What about me? The girl... Don't let them kill her.
Who, Blanco? Who?
She on way to party. The car sink. The car. Don't let it.
It's good to see you again, Mr. Templer. And here I've been thinking you'd given up after I was drinking.
Yeah, I just about have. And it's a pity because I like this bar of yours, Morgan. Why don't you make an honest saloon out of it and open up during legal hours?
My customers would never stand for it.
No?
My customers all learned to drink during Prohibition. And speakeasies. The way they look at it, a drink just doesn't have any kick in it if it's legal.
Yeah, and this is the part of the lost generation that's still lost, eh?
Would you like a table?
Just some information.
Yes?
About a year ago, when I was one of your regular patrons, a lady used to frequent this place.
A lady in this place?
Her name was Violet, and so was the color of her hair. She used to sit at a table around the bend there and make tender speeches to a bottle of scotch. Do you remember Violet?
Indeed, I do.
Where can I find her?
At a table around the bend there, making tender speeches to a bottle of scotch.
I should have known. There was a love that was fated to last. Thanks, Morgan.
You're welcome, Mr. Templet.
Hello, Violet.
Go away.
Oh, now that's no way to treat an old friend.
Old friend? You're no old friend. Don't have friends. Go away.
You mean you've forgotten me?
What's your name?
It's an old Scotch name. 8 years old.
Sit down, friend.
Thank you. Hey, waiter.
Yes, sir?
The usual for the lady doubled, hmm?
You're coming right up, sir.
Sit down again, friend.
Thanks. Look, speaking of friends, whatever became of Louis Blanco?
Blanco?
Mm-hmm.
You a friend of Blanco?
A former friend.
What do you want him for? You cop?
No, no. I have some money for him.
Money? You owe money? What for?
Well, he did a job for me.
Job? How about?
I'd like to pay him before he gets the wrong idea. Where does he hang out?
You don't know.
What?
What about the job he got, the garage?
What garage?
Central Garage, 55th Street.
Oh, yes, of course.
Ah, my old friend.
Violet, look, tell me something.
You know I like you.
Yeah, I like you, Violet. Mm-hmm. But tell me, why does a fellow like Blanco hang around a garage?
You don't know?
No.
You're no friend of Blanco. You're a cop. You're pumping me for him Let's have a drink.
Yeah, let's. How's Frank these days?
Frank?
Yes, you know Blanco, you certainly must know Frank. Blanco used to work for him in the old days. Frank Kane, remember?
How do you torture me like this? You know Frank's dead.
You sure?
Sure. I ought to know whether or not I'm a widow. Why do you think I drink like this? Why do you think...
Go away!
Go away!
Wake up. Hey, come on, wake up.
Huh? Oh, guess I fell asleep. Gets kind of lonesome here in this garage all night.
I'm sorry I woke you.
That's okay, mister. You bringing a car in?
No.
Taking one out?
I just want to talk.
You woke me up just to talk to me?
Well, you said you were lonesome. What do you know about a man named Blanco?
Blanco? Customer?
I thought perhaps you worked here.
Nobody by that name here, mister.
You sure?
Sure, I'm sure. There's four of us working here. Me, Ed Williams, Pulaski, and that new guy, Stevens. We take turns working nights. Tonight was my turn.
The new man, Stevens, what does he look like?
Look, pal, why don't you give a guy a break?
Huh?
So he did time once. Is that any reason for you cops to come checking up on him every time he got nothing else to do?
What does he look like?
You don't get any help from me. I'm a law-abiding citizen. I believe in helping the law, but not when it starts hounding a guy.
Well, I'll give it to you straight, friend. There was a murder committed tonight.
Well, the chances are the guy you're asking about had nothing to do with it.
If Stevens and Blanco are the same man, he had a lot to do with it.
What, you think he killed somebody?
He's the corpse.
He's dead?
What did he look like?
About medium height, dark hair, dark eyes, sort of dark complexion.
He's dead. That's Blanco.
Well, gee... Well, who did it?
That's what you're going to help me find out.
Me?
Mm-hmm. What did Blanco do around here?
Same as we all do.
Sleep?
We're mechanics, mister. Last night was the guy's night on. It was supposed to be my turn, but he asked me to swap with him.
Last night, eh?
Yeah, so I swapped. It made no difference to me. Him, he made out like it was important.
What did he work on while he was here last night?
Well, how should I know?
Well, don't you keep records?
Well, sure.
Well, then that's how you should know.
All right, come on in the office.
All right. This is your record file, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, here's the report. Yesterday's date. Mechanic, Stevens, Luke, Job, Andrews.
Oh, yeah, that's that Hudson Hornet out there. Belongs to a real classy chick.
Yeah, here's another report. Engine tune-up. Maddox.
Maddox. Oh, yeah, that's a foreign job. The chauffeur-driven bus over there, but, you know, that's funny.
Oh, why?
Oh, I tuned the engine on that heap only 3 days ago, and I did a good job. Why should they want it done again?
Let's go take a look. Maybe we can find out.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Her name is Templer. I'd like to see Miss Maddox, please.
Miss Maddox?
Mm-hmm.
Miss Virginia Maddox?
Yes, please.
Well, forgive me for being inquisitive, sir, but it isn't quite 8 o'clock yet. A little early for a social call. Are you acquainted with Miss Maddox?
Mm, we went to school together.
You did?
Who is it, Carson?
There's a gentleman calling on Miss Maddox.
What's that? Calling on Miss... You wish to see Miss Maddox?
Yes, but I didn't realize I'd create this much of a sensation. I must remember to include I'd like to see Miss Maddox in my repertoire of startling things to say.
Well, I'm Mrs. Anders. I'm in charge of this household. Do you know Miss Maddox?
The gentleman went to school with Miss Maddox.
He went to school with her?
That's what he said.
You know, there's something about all this that reminds me of the time a friend of mine tried to negotiate a federal loan.
Oh, show the gentleman into the library, Carson. I'll go call Miss Maddox.
If you'll just be seated, Mr. Templer.
Oh, thanks.
No, I didn't catch his name, but it's someone who went to school with you.
I know. I'll bet it's Fatso. Why, you're not Fatso.
I suppose I should say thank you, but certainly you're not Miss Maddox.
Why, of course I am.
Now, don't tell me she's changed that much since your school days.
I'm afraid I'm the one who's changed. As a matter of fact, I feel myself changing slightly this very moment.
Oh, well, when you find the right Virginia Maddox, you can both have a laugh over this.
Yes, a good long laugh.
Yeah, I think the time to laugh is right now. And you can all join in. You see, this is the Virginia Maddox I'm looking for.
I beg your pardon?
There's a foreign car, an Asata Fashini, at the central garage, registered to a Virginia Maddox at this address.
Why, of course, it's mine.
Yours?
Oh, it's mine, all right. Although, naturally, I don't drive it. You see, I'm only 8.
If you lived in California, you'd have been driving it for years.
I'm afraid I don't understand what you're trying to do.